ever been touched, you won't never forget. Amen. If you've ever been touched, you'll never forget. I want to talk this evening on a little subject. The subject that I want to talk on is, did I mention? Did I mention? All week, there's a little 10-year-old girl that stood and she sung a song, Did I Mention? And as she sung that song, she reared back, and I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost would just fill the room. It was such a thick fog in that place. And as I watched that little 8 to 10-year-old girl, I really don't know her age, but she wasn't much over that, that glow that was around her. Folks, I want you to know, when she got up there to sing, she would get up and she'd just rear back. I'm not talking about, she didn't sing in intimidation. She didn't sing in manipulation. But she sung under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. At some 8 to 10 year old, she knew what it was to be at the spout where the glory run out. And she'd rear back on that thing, and I'm telling you, she'd let her eat, and I mean just get on it. And every time I'd see her do that, I'd think about the work of the Spirit of God. I thought about the work of the Spirit of God. This week, as we went to the mountains and we got to that place, I want you to know, I want to give you a little title this afternoon. Did I mention? Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 24 is where we'll be at for a few moments tonight. And did I mention? Folks, can I tell you something tonight? Somebody must mention Jesus. Somebody must praise His name tonight. Somebody must elevate up the name of Jesus Christ. As we left up there, headed home Saturday morning, my wife, she mentioned to me, she said, and she does it every trip we go on, she says, you know, this group will never be together again. This same group will never be together again. And she's so true. Some years some can go, some years some can't go. It always changes year in and year out. It's never the same group. It's always different ones. Some can go, some can't go, some need to go, some won't go. Some just different reasons why we don't go. Oh, but when she said that, can I mention to you tonight, there's one that always goes. His name's Jesus tonight. He always goes on that trip. There's never been a trip that I've been on in the mission field where He didn't sit down and He didn't have His way. Lord, I want you to know, I want you to know tonight, folks, when you look around on that mission trip and you see men and women of God with tears flowing down their face, when you see men that I've personally never heard pray before stand up and pray out loud in a public place, boy, I tell you what, that just does something to me tonight. Folks, I want you to know, you won't move unless the Spirit be on you tonight. But the question is tonight is, did I mention? Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 24, if you would stand for the reverence and the reading of God's word tonight. Romans 8, 24, the Bible says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Father, we do love You and we do thank You tonight. Father God, we've come in tonight, and just for a few moments, I would ask that You would allow the Holy Ghost of heaven to continue to sit down with us tonight. Father God, I realize tonight who I am and what I am. I am nothing tonight without You. But Father God, with You, I am all things tonight that You have called me to do at where You have called me to be. Lord God, I would pray tonight that we see what the Spirit of God does tonight in a believer's heart. Lord God, I love You. Lord God, I thank You. I lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray tonight You move in a mighty way. I pray tonight when we walk out of this place that we have allowed the Spirit to mention to our heart tonight. Lord, we love You, and Lord, we thank You. It's in Jesus Christ's name I ask and do pray, and all of God's people say. You may be seated tonight. Did I mention tonight, as we read the text here, we see Paul wrote about the Spirit of God. Paul wrote about the Spirit of God and mentioned the work of the Holy Spirit. He mentioned that work of the Holy Spirit. Folks, tonight I want to mention the work of the Holy Spirit to you. I want to mention what God can do tonight and what His Holy Spirit will do in your life tonight. He said He mentioned some things in the Word tonight. If you will look with me tonight in verse number 26, in verse 24 He said our salvation is built upon hope. What is that hope tonight? That Jesus Christ is coming again one day. It's built upon the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. But friends, I want you to know tonight we have a Spirit that works inside of us tonight. And that Spirit tonight, it's not an it. It is not a thing, but it is a He tonight. He is a person tonight. And I want you to know tonight that that person, it'll speak to you in a mighty way. But in verse number 26, we see, did I mention tonight, the Spirit, it helpeth our infirmities. Look in verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit. Friends, tonight, the Spirit helpeth with our infirmities. It helps with the affliction of the believer. The affliction that the believer has. As we come here, Paul told the Romans, he was talking to the church there, and he said, I want you to know tonight that when you have an affliction that come upon you, you must pray and ask God to move. And he said tonight, the way you're going to get through this is by the Spirit. It'll help you tonight. Friends, I want you to know this week I've seen people step out of their comfort zone, and the only reason they was able to step out of where they usually run is because the help of the Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness, I want you to know I've seen it all week. I've seen people move around and do what God has called them to do. But by the affliction to the believer, the Spirit helps our infirmities. But also by the adversity of the believer. I want you to know there's adversity that comes our way. Not only do we get afflicted on every corner and things come our way, but we have adversity. We have things that step up that we must do what God's called us to do. As I seen as we went out on that mission trip this week, we had some afflictions that come our way. Not a lot of affliction, but a few. But we did have some adversity. As we had some outriggers that need to be hung on the side of them scaffolds so we could scaffold on up and go up to where we needed to be, the home church did not have them available. And I want you to know as they come around there and we didn't have enough scaffold and we didn't have what we needed, I seen somebody took an affliction and turned it in that adversity and turned it to the work of God. I want you to know I seen three Barneses. I seen David. I seen Dylan and I seen Brittany. And you listen to me tonight. You get three Barnes in a corner, don't get in there with them. Just get on out of the way. Friends, I want you to know they got in there and they started leveling that thing up and they made them walk boards to go across that thing. They made them handmade walk boards. Friends, I want you to know tonight there's times in your life you can't wait on a man to give you what you need. You must take what God's done given you. You take what God's done given you and you build upon that. As we build upon that ledge and we build upon that, the first thing come to my mind was, is will it hold? Will it stand in what God has called it to do? Friends, I want to say to you tonight, what God has given you, it will hold and it will stand because the Spirit, it helps us our infirmities tonight. He said through in verse number 26, he said it's through the affliction of the believer, but also through the adversity of the believer, but through the ache of the believer tonight. Friends, when you get into a place and affliction comes your way and adversity comes your ways, I want you to know tonight, don't quit praying. Keep praying. The Bible says in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When we get to that place tonight and we realize that that Spirit is what feeds us, God uses the Holy Spirit to feed our life. He uses that Holy Spirit to direct our life tonight. He'll feed you when you're hungry, amen? He'll feed you what you need. As we sit in that service there Sunday morning and we sit there on that front pew, me and the preacher, I want you to know the Spirit was just all over that room and it was popping here. And it was popping there, and there was people, I want you to know, standing up testifying. That preacher reached over to me and he put his arm around me and he said, I hope you don't be mad if you don't get to preach this morning. I said, oh, you won't have to worry about me because I know the preacher has done showed up. Amen. Friends, I want you to know tonight, it's never been about me and it's never been about you. It's all about Him tonight. It's all about that Spirit of God that'll work in your life and it'll help you through your infirmities tonight. But look here in the scripture. Likewise, the Spirit also, it helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us groanings which cannot be uttered. Not only the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, but the Spirit maketh intercession. Have you ever came to a place in your life when you didn't know what to pray? Have you ever came and you were so burdened down, so beat down, you knew not what to pray? You know who prays for you then? The Spirit. The Spirit of God. Look here if you will. He says that the Spirit itself maketh intercession. Not only does that Spirit, it helpeth, but that Spirit maketh tonight. It maketh our request personal tonight. He says when we don't know what to pray, the Spirit steps up and it prays for us. And I thank God for that tonight, that that Spirit steps up and it prays for us. Not only is it that maketh our request personal, but tonight that Spirit, it makes our request practical tonight. Friends, I want you to know there's times in your life you may pray for things that you don't need. You may pray for things that is not of God, but I want you to know when the Spirit of God prays for you, it's practical. It gives you exactly what you need or when you need it. But I also see that not only is it personal and it practical, but it is painful tonight. When you get to that place and you don't know what to pray, when to pray, or how to pray, and the Spirit shows up in your life, it takes that pain that's on the inside and it removes it and gives it to God. If you look in the Word tonight, in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 1, look at this tonight. He says the Spirit maketh intercession tonight. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 1, 8 and 1, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Have I mentioned tonight that we have been made free by the Spirit of God tonight? We have been made free tonight by the Spirit of God. But not only the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, not only the Spirit maketh intercession, but the Spirit searcheth the heart. Look here tonight, it searcheth the heart. Verse number 26, we see where it helpeth our infirmities. We see where it maketh intercession. But look in verse 27, and he that searcheth the heart, he that searches the heart. He that searches the heart. Can I mention to you tonight that on a daily basis, the Spirit of God will search a believer's heart. He will search your heart in a mighty way. He will search your heart to see if there is anything in there that needs to be removed. Folks, look in the Word tonight. The Spirit searches the heart. Look what he searches. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. He knoweth the mind tonight. He knows your mind tonight and what you need. Not only when the Spirit searches the heart, he knows the mind, but he knows the heart tonight. He knows your heart tonight and what you need, and he knoweth the will of God. He knoweth the will of God, and he knoweth you this evening. He knows you this evening. I want to ask you a question tonight. I don't see them in the house. They were supposed to come. I don't see them. Do you remember tonight? And I want to show you what God does. Sometimes you got to slow down and just show you how God is working. You know, you'd almost think he's got this thing figured out. You'd almost think that he's the shot caller. By the way, he is. Does everybody in the room remember Melanie and Anthony, the little boy and girl come to church? Y'all remember Melanie and Anthony? And Anthony was, Brother OJ, if he's here, he remember he's running the bus, and he got on the bus, and most kids get on with a Debbie cake. He got on with a salmon patty. And said all them kids is like, man, that stinks. What is that? Do you remember when we, as a church, we had the opportunity to buy their Christmas? Do you remember as a church, we was able to buy a bicycle for them? Do you remember as a church, we were able to love them because the Spirit of God, it helped us through our infirmities, and it made intercession for us when we didn't know what to do. We didn't know them kids. We didn't know a lot about them, but we knew they was of God. Kids are a heritage of God. Do y'all remember that? Let me show you how the Spirit knows what he's doing all the time. You just be obedient to the Spirit of God. We loved them kids. We showed them love. Teachers showed them love in classes. And them kids, they were taken away from their home environment. We never seen them again. Gone. Not knowing where they went, but they was gone. Folks, I want to show you how God just showed me this week. And my wife on Facebook, a woman hit her up and said, hey, did the Carpenters build Union Chapel Church? And she's like, yes, they did. Yes, they did. Well, I've got two dear kids that thanks the world of that church, and said they built their home church. Built their home church. Said, yeah, in Candler, North Carolina, Brother J.D. Well, we went in the spring that year. Brother Eric Carruth, Brother Brian Scott, Brother Shea Taylor. We went up there, not knowing them kids. When they got taken away from here, God took them and put them in Candler, North Carolina. Stuck them in a home in Candler, North Carolina. You don't think there's something touching this church with them churches up there? Oh, son. There's something that the Spirit's doing. I don't know what He's doing, and it don't matter. But that was their home church. I never seen them kids when we was up there. And when they seen this church on the computer, that little boy said this. He told his adopted parents, he said, them people love me. Them people loved me. Them people helped me. And them people told me about Jesus. I don't know how God took them from Detroit, Alabama. Don't ask me to put it together. I can't do it. He did. Took them kids from Detroit, Alabama, when we didn't know what to do. All we did is took care of them. Didn't know where to go or what to do. Took them from Detroit, Alabama, took them all the way to Candler, North Carolina. Now He's moved them all the way back to Amory, Mississippi. If you want to be in God's care, you move when He says move. He will take you and put you where He needs you if you will let the Spirit help your infirmities and if you'll let the Spirit make intercession for you. Folks, I want you to know tonight in my heart as we went on that trip, it just blessed me so much to know that that church loved them so much. Talk to the Primitive Quartet, that's their home church. They wanted to know who the kid's name was, and I told them the kid's names. They said, oh, yeah, we remember them. Remember them very well. Folks, tonight, we don't know who's going to walk through that door. But as a church, we must love them, and we must show them Jesus. Because you'll never know when they may go to Candler, North Carolina, and say, that church told me about Jesus. You think we're small here. We are small, but we serve a big God. Amen. Let me show you this in the Word tonight. I had to share that, man, what God's doing, how He's taking things and placing it around. I don't know why we're going to North Carolina so much, but God does, and that's all that matters. The Spirit searches the heart. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 91, verse number 1. Psalm 91, verse number 1, when that Spirit, it searches that heart. It gets down to where it needs to be. It gets down into the secret place. He says tonight in Psalm 91, 1, the Spirit searches the heart. He gets right where it needs to be and does what He wants it to do. Psalm 91, 1, the Bible says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Folks, tonight, we must just continue to trust God. We must continue to lean on God and let God have His will in this place by the Spirit of God. Amen? He says tonight, did I mention? I wish I had that song that little girl sung. But did I mention the Spirit helpeth our infirmities? Did I mention the Spirit maketh intercession? Did I mention the Spirit searcheth the heart? Oh, but let me give you this. Did I mention this afternoon that the Spirit worketh all things? The Spirit worketh all things. Look here, if you will, with me. He says in verse 27, and he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession of the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good. Them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I'll give you this tonight. The Spirit worketh all things. It worketh it to the good. Tonight, if you're a born-again believer tonight, and the Spirit is prompting your heart, and the Spirit is calling on you to do things that He's called you to do, it'll only be to the good of God. The Spirit of God will never prompt you. The Spirit of God will never move on you. The Spirit of God will never go through you the way it needs to do anything bad. It'll always be good. The Spirit of God tonight Folks, I want you to know when we was in that place up there, the Spirit of God was so real. When we come back here Sunday morning, this Sunday morning, the Spirit of God was so real. We fit in with that church up there like a glove. I'm talking about, it's like we was home. So we walked in there Sunday morning, it's like we was home. We weren't no visitors. That's what the Spirit of God does. It won't make you a visitor to other people. Oh, that Spirit, it'll bear witness of one another. The Spirit worketh all things. It worketh to the good, and it worketh to the ones that love God. That's what the Bible says. It worketh to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose. Not only the Spirit worketh all things to the good, not only it worketh to the ones that love God, but it worketh to the ones that are called. But BJ, what are you talking about called there? Is some called to be saved and some not called to be saved? Oh no, my friend. We're all, he said, for whosoever will, let him come. He says, for whoever will, let him come. I'm talking about the work that we do. He has called everyone in this room to do a work for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Every person in this room has a work that God's wanting you to do. He's having something in your life that He's trying to promote and He's trying to get you to do. He says that call on our life tonight, it is accordingly tonight. He calls you to do what you need to do. He will not call you to do something that is above your means. He'll call you to do what He has called you to do. Friends, I want you to know tonight, He'll never call a man or woman to do something that He don't want them to do. If He put that call on your life, you can do it. He calls you accordingly, but He calls you amazingly. Can you imagine that tonight? That the King of Glory would call you. That the King of Glory would call me. As we went down in that valley, we winded around. It was 10 miles to where we had to go, but it was a 35-minute ride probably. Man, it took forever to get out there. And it was at a dead-end street. You couldn't go no further. If you did, you'd run right into the mountain. That's just as far as it went. It just hit a dead end. And as I looked that first day, and I looked out over the mountains, and we was in the valley. We wasn't on the mountaintop. We was in the valley. See, if I'd have been on the mountaintop, I couldn't see what I'm fixing to tell you. But when we was in the valley, I seen it more clearly. It looked like God Himself, which He did, reached down in that old valley, took them big old fingers, amen? He got big fingers. He got big fingers. We serve a big God. So how do you know He's got a big hand? If we serve a big God, He got to have a big hand. He reached down in that mountain, down to that valley, put them fingertips right where He wanted them, and just drug it on out. He said, I got to clean that out because I'm going to put a church there one day. Folks, you say, do you believe that? I believe it 100%. I believe it 100%. He could have dug it anywhere else, but He dug it right there. Folks, tonight, you know what He's trying to do? He's trying to reach that big old Spirit right down in your heart and dig out what don't need to be in there. Dig it on out, clean it on out. He said, because I'm going to put something in that heart that man can't take it away. I'm going to put something in that heart that Satan can't take away. And He digs it out tonight. Look into Romans 9:11, if you would. Romans 9:11. Oh, this is what... Did I mention? For the children, Romans 9:11, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of Him that calleth. Verse number 30 of the same chapter. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, that's you and I tonight, that the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. Folks, tonight we're entitled to something we do not owe. We're entitled tonight to something that we do not have the opportunity to receive if it was not for Jesus Christ Himself. If it was not for God Himself that opened that opportunity up for the Gentiles, we would be lost, dying, going to hell. He opened it up to all men. That whosoever will, let him come. He's opened it up tonight. Folks, I want you to know here at this church, you know what I want opened up more than anything? And I believe it's God wants it opened up. I don't believe it's me. That'd be selfish, Brother Brent. But I think God wants it opened up. He wants the Spirit open in this place. In this place. He don't want me to have to go to North Carolina to get what He wants to give me. He wants it in this place. Folks, this place is hungry. Them fields are wide unto harvest. This place. Did I mention how good this place is? I've mentioned a lot about the mountains, but let me tell you about this place. Let me tell you about this place. That you can leave the pulpit behind and some young men that's going to preach the Word of God. Let me tell you about this place. I've told you about a young girl that can sing, but let me tell you about a young man that can sing. Let me tell you about this place. Woo, glory. Folks, I want you to know this place is dear to my heart. And the Spirit of God, when it moves in this place, oh man, just be open to what God would have you to do. Be open to that Spirit. I made a statement when we walked out of the church up there. And I said, boy, it's been good, ain't it? And everybody said, it's been good. Folks, I pray every time we walk into this building and walk out, we can say it's been good. You know, we serve the same God. He never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If next Sunday ain't like this past Sunday, it won't be because of God. If Wednesday night ain't the same as this Sunday morning, it won't be because of God. And it sure won't be because of the Holy Spirit. It does the same. What does it do, Brother BJ? That Spirit, it helps us. That Spirit, it makes us. That Spirit, it searches us. And that Spirit works inside of us to do the will of God. I've seen people this week and I see people this afternoon that's not ashamed of what God can do in their lives. Folks, I want you to know when we got up there, man, the Spirit of God was popping. When we come in this morning, the Spirit of God was popping. Brandy, right before she got up to do her drama. Drama mama team. What y'all think about that? Did I say drama mama? Oh, no, they ain't got no drama in them women. No. Woo, glory. We've had a good week, boy. I hate to get back to the grind rock tomorrow, don't you? Don't you? You know, when you've been on the mountaintop, old devil, he's going to try to pull it right out of my teeth. Something's going to happen tomorrow. You can go ahead and bet it one day this week. But let me tell you this. She reached over there, and the old hand was sweaty. Usually she sits there, and I'm talking about participation tonight, did I mention? She sat there knowing she was fixing to get up, and she reached over, and she said, feel how sweaty my hand is. And she said, yours is too. Folks, I wasn't getting up to do no drama. God's in the house. I wasn't getting up to do no drama, but God's in the house. Folks, I want you to know, what about if every time you come into the house of God, your palms just started getting sweaty? What about the time you come in the house of God, your mouth started drying up? What about if every time you come in and sit on that pew, you couldn't sit comfortably? You had to be up on the edge of your seat waiting on what God's going to do. That's what the Spirit does. It'll draw you right up to the edge of that seat because He's wanting to feed you in a mighty way. I want to say to you tonight that that Spirit worketh all things to the good of the Lord. And He knows them that love Him. He knows tonight who loves Him. And He knows tonight who's called according to His purpose tonight. If I could say anything to you, if I could mention anything to you tonight, you make sure that you love God. Love Him. You make sure tonight, whatever He's calling you to do, you do what He's calling you to do. Folks, if you'll love God, if you will love God, and if you will do what He's called you to do, and I'm talking to myself, there is no way that we won't let the Spirit of God lead us. There is no way that somebody can leave this place, go to Candler, North Carolina, and say, that place told me about Jesus. If I'm not mistaken, the young man's been saved, and what he said was the first time he heard God speak to him at this church. Praise God, Brother Harold. He said, some plants, some waters, but God gives the increase. So if the first place he felt the Spirit of God speak to him was here, guess what you, not me, you, us, got to do? Plant the seed. Does it matter if we see it come? No, it don't matter. We've been called to plant. Spirit said, plant it. Keller, North Carolina watered it. But you know who gave the increase? God Almighty. Folks, tonight I believe as a church we need to let the Spirit of God lead in this place in everything we do. No matter what we do it to the honor and glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you tonight, but I am so thankful to be part of a group like this. I'm so thankful and so blessed to be part of a group like this. I'm so thankful and so blessed as we was on that wall this week. There was no jabbering. There was no ill will. There was nothing. Folks, it was just as smooth as 31 from this church went. We had about 40 with the total team, 38 somewhere around there. So guess what? You know who carried the bulk of the load? Oh, yeah. If complaining started, you know where it most likely would have started? Oh, yeah. It could have started in this group, but it didn't. You know why? Because we went with one mind, one accord, and one thing, and that's to do the Spirit of God, whatever He called us to do. Tonight I'm asking you as a church, let's just do what God tells us to do. And did I mention to you that God has been better than good to me? Father, I love you, and Father, I